Hello, my name is Dr. Bill Takeshita, and I'm one of the board members for AIRS LA. And today we'd like to introduce you to one of our sponsors who has enabled us to continue to produce these podcasts for your listening pleasure. And this gentleman is Mike Anderson. Mike Anderson, he has a doctorate degree in pharmacy, and he is also a certified planner who assists people in terms of with organizing their financial plan. And I am so grateful to you, Mike, for everything that you've done for me, because if it wasn't for you and your partner, Mike Dixon, I don't know how my family would have survived after I became blind. But thank you very, very much for coming today.
Oh, thank you, Bill, and thank you for all the years you've been with Mike and me and for your friendship.
You know, I want you to tell the audience, why is it that you felt AIRS LA is such an important organization to support? Because there are so many other nonprofits out there. Why did you choose AIRS LA?
Well, our background, I started my business with Mike, joining Mike back in 1987, and you were one of the first people that I actually got to work with.
I remember when we met.
Yes, at the baby fair, trying to promote our businesses.
Yes.
And so just following through your life and others, young professionals, because when you get out of training and you start to work, we try to get people to think about writing your financial life as like writing a novel. You know, how do you want it to end? You sort of start with the end and work backwards. So we try to get people to put a safety net underneath them when they're young and starting out. And just like when you started out, you're, as Mike would say, you're 18 feet tall and bulletproof. You have no problems. Skies are blue. Why would you be buying life and disability insurance? But you had the wisdom and the foresight to buy it. And we now have in our practice, just off the top of my head, five people who started out young and healthy, out of college, out of professional training, and they became permanently totally disabled. And so the safety net is what catches them. So we put in life insurance with waiver of premium, which means if you are totally disabled, you don't have to pay for the coverage any longer. And disability contracts, which are, it's a type of health insurance, but instead of paying your health bills, it pays your income that you are now missing.
And I have to tell you something. When you introduced all of this to me, I really thought, this is too expensive. I'm not going to need this. I don't want to put this type of money in this. I'm just going to invest in the stock market. But you and Mike Dixon, you guys went over everything and showed me the statistics, and you showed me how this could be so beneficial. And I am so thankful to you both.
Well, thank you for that, Bill. It's and hats off to you for having the foresight, and I would say the maturity at that age, because what were you when we started? 20-something, right?
Yeah, 27.
Yeah, just a kid. So, you're still driving the same car you'd driven through college, right?
Yes.
I was afraid I'd have to get out and push you to the appointment. So, yeah, you had forgone a number of other expenditures to put in the safety net, and that's what we try to get people to think about, is living your life through your experience and these other people you have that are disabled. You see how these things, which seem so frivolous and expensive and unimportant at the time, can become the most important thing in your financial life down the road.
Well, you know, I really believe that through the funding that you and others have given to AIRS LA, that we're able to produce a product that is so helpful to people with low vision, because of the fact that most people with low vision, they cannot read Braille, and they do not like to read with their eyes. So your donations have allowed us to produce these podcasts, and I also feel that the work that you and Mike Dixon do at Performance Financial could be very helpful to many of our listeners. So would you share, what are some of the other things that you do?
So for anyone, we try to get them to think about saving for the future, save for the rainy day, put away for, because for everybody, at some point in your life, either because of lack of health or lack of opportunity, you're not going to be able to work anymore. And maybe you drop in the saddle, but for most people, they'd like to have the option of not having to work in their old age. So IRAs, 401ks, getting people to put money in things which have tax advantages and will hopefully make efficient use of the dollars they can put away. That's a big part of our practice.
Yeah, that was very, very helpful as you both taught me about that, because it was like alphabet soup. I really didn't know IRA, SEP, IRA, Roth, IRA, 401k, 403b. It was so confusing. So thank you very, very much.
Just one other little insight. I once gave a talk to a group of physicians who are residents and fellows about to go out in the real world. And after I finished my talk and I talked about IRAs and 401ks and how you'd use them and Roth IRAs and tax advantages, tax deferral, tax, I said, questions. And this young man in the front puts his hand up. He says, "What's an IRA?" And it just took me back to, I get in the financial world, you get so involved with the jargon, it just becomes part of your daily speech. You don't realize not everybody understands what the heck you're talking about when you go in the financial world. So thanks for that reminder.
And also, the majority of the people in the general public, even if we do know what these particular IRAs are and 401ks, we really don't know what stock or mutual fund to invest in. And that is something that I really, really learned so much from you and Mike Dixon.
Well, thank you, Bill. Yeah, we do work in mutual funds, and it can be simplified quite a bit. It shouldn't scare anybody. If you don't know anything about it, it's easy to get started.
Well, as you know, for many people who have low vision, it's 73% of the people with low vision are unemployed. And finances are something very, very difficult. So what are things that you and Mike Dixon can do to help people who are on such a limited income?
Well, there are many choices that people have in finances. There's no one set rule book, and it's very individualized. And part of our strength, I think, has become being able to simplify the decision-making process to help our people be more comfortable with the financial choices that they have. So that's very generic, because I don't want to get real specific. It's really when you sit down with people and see what resources they have, whether they have Social Security coming in or they have state disability or if they have savings, a family trust, it'll vary from case to case, and you just put the puzzle pieces together.
Well, that is wonderful. So if any of our listeners want to get in touch with you and or Mike Dixon, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, Mike Dixon has a website which is easy to find. We also have a phone number, which is 818-707-7744. There's only there's two mics there and a Sherry. The mic, me, is extension 103, and Mike Dixon is extension 104.
Well, again, on behalf of all the listeners of Ayers LA and the Board of Directors of Ayers LA, we really, really thank you for all of your support. Thank you very much, Mike.
Bill, thank you for your time.